The Ghana Standards Authority says the introduction of the Ghana Conformity Assessment Program, GCAP, is not meant to introduce new pre-shipment inspection rules and impose new fees on importers. It is rather to help ease congestion at the ports and promote honest trade practices. At a meeting to allay the fears of importers and to disabuse the misconception they have about the program, the Deputy Executive Director of the Authority, Kofi Nagate, said the move will prevent the importation of substandard products that are detrimental to the health of the people and the environment. He tags importers to ensure that all products under the GCAP program are accompanied by certificates of conformity from the service providers appointed by the Ghana Standards Authority. Priscilla Apia and Rich Love Jojome have filed this report.
The Ghana Conformity Assessment Program, GCAP, is aimed at ensuring that specific products imported into the Ghanaian market meet the requirements of the technical regulations and standards set by the Ghana Standards Authority. The Deputy Director at the Authority, Kofi Nagate, said Ghana, being a member of the World Trade Organization, WTO, the introduction of the GCAP is in line with the requirement for WTO. He said the Ghana Standards Authority has undertaken awareness campaign in all 10 regions to sensitize stakeholders in the trade sector to the project. He said when a consignment gets into the country with a certificate of conformity, it gives the Ghana Standards Authority the assurance that the product is up to standard.
In order to prevent so many things happening at the ports, we want to say that the conformity should be done in the country of origin. Just to make sure that it conforms to standard. When goods fail after testing, they are left at the harbor. They are either to be destroyed or to be re-exported. Destruction is not easy, especially when burning or such things will affect the environment. When you ask the people to do the re-exportation, they abandon the goods and go away because they think re-exportation is also a lot of problems. So this is the way by which you can reduce clearance time, because when you come with a COC, we don't need to sample and test your product before they are cleared. Before a consignment is loaded on a vessel coming to Ghana, that consignment should have gone through the conformity assessment program and then a COC is issued. So that you are sure that that consignment meets the specification of our standard.
The project coordinator of the conformity assessment, Francis Bullin, talks about the measures to check clearance of goods at the port.
If the product conforms to the standard, a COC, which is certificate of conformity, will be issued. If the product doesn't conform to the standard, a non-conformity report will be issued. Now, this non-conformity report is sent across the entire network. So GSA will be notified, the service providers will be notified, the exporter will be notified. We are having discussions with GRA that during the clearance processes, if they don't sign the COC, you cannot proceed to clear your item. The Shippers Honest Association are also being sensitized. Make sure that someone defile the process and end up shipping something. Then on arrival, that product will be subjected to the rigorous full testing by GSA, and the applicable fees will be paid, and then the penalty, which is in discussion from Parliament, will also be applied.
Bureau Veritas and Societe Generale de Surveillance have been appointed by the Ghana Standards Authority to implement the Ghana Conformity Assessment Program, GCAP, outside Ghana.
Priscilla Apia and Rich Lovedome filed that report.
Meanwhile, the country's importers are kicking against the introduction of the Certificate of Conformity by the Ghana Standards Authority, GSA. Speaking to journalists after meeting with the Committee on Trade and Industry of Parliament, the president of GUTA, George Kwekufuri, said what the GSA is introducing is being done currently by destination inspection companies.
The issue of Ghana Standards Authority's directive as to the issuance of certificates of conformity, to some of us, we see it as duplication of functions. For some 50 years back, we have the pre-shipment inspection of goods out there, which had been abolished by government, and now it is the destination inspection companies which has taken over the functions of the PSIs, i.e. the pre-shipment inspection companies. And so if GSA comes out to give a directive that they are also going to do the same thing out there, let's take note that it is pre, it is not post. And so once it's pre, we the business community sees it as a pre-shipment inspection that is going to be reintroduced out there. And if it's done in addition to the destination inspection companies, that means we are going to have duplication of functions, which we want to, as it were, avoid. Number two has to do with charges and levies, where the GSA were telling the whole Ghanaian community that, oh, there are not going to be any charges associated with the function that the SGS. And let me tell you, historically, when the pre-shipment inspection was in place, it was SGS, that is Société Générale de Surveillance, and Cotecna, and other inspection companies who were engaged in some of these inspection aspects. So now, if GSA turns around to contract the same people, then it looks as if by the experience that they have in terms of pre-shipment inspection, they are engaging the services of these two companies to go out there to go and do that. Again, Ghana Standard Authority have their functions all right, which they are performing at the various points of entry, which we have not challenged. Because if you bring in the goods, they sometimes require you to provide some of the products for testing and others. And so for us, we don't see why they are still contracting the services of SGS and then BIVAC to go and do those same works.
President of GUTA, George Kwikufuri, the committee was optimistic that Parliament will intervene on their behalf, having heard the apprehensions.
Because the institution in which that is in question were there. Also, they asked them to explain why GCAP they are bringing. They've given us, we the importers, opportunity to also tell them why we think that policy should not come through. And from all protesters, I would say from our side, we were happy and come back from. We are just hoping that they would come out with their official communique and we all hear from us. But indeed, we really push our issues to prove them why we think that policy comes on the 1st of October should not come.
President of GUTA, George Kwikufuri.